up? This is Mr. Pressure from the Hilltop Hoods, hanging out with Brownie and EJ on Hot FM.
Hilltop Hoods are coming to Central Queensland, and we've got MC Pressure joining us. Hey, how are you?
What's up? How you going, guys? I'm good.
Really good. How'd you get your MC name, Pressure? Is it that you just love pressure?
Not that, actually. I dabbled in a little bit of graph writing when I was very young, and it just came from that. It kind of stuck with me and got continued over into my hip-hop name.
Any plans in the future to move into endorsements? I mean, you guys are pretty big right now in the hip-hop scene, but, you know, you can move away and maybe release MC Pressure Washer Hose or something like that.
I was thinking of crutchless panties, baby. Right?
There's probably a market for that, isn't it? Pretty good market. Might do well.
Wow, was not expecting that at all so soon. But let's move on.
Well, actually, speaking of that, do you get many of those items thrown at you on stage?
Thankfully not. No, the hip-hop crowd doesn't tend to throw crutchless panties, and maybe that's why there needs to be a bit more of it. People throw CDs and demos and that type of thing. You get the occasional, like, undergarment items thrown at you, but I try not to pick them up and examine them too carefully because they're usually pretty sweaty and I don't want to get anything.
Talking about the fact that people like to throw their demos and CDs at you, you guys are still doing the Hilltop Hoods initiative, aren't you?
We are, yep, still going. It's an initiative we set up with APRA sort of across Australia a while ago, and it's basically anyone who is an up-and-coming hip-hop artist or crew can submit a demo and a few tracks and fill out a whole lot of paperwork and stuff. Basically, it's an application to win $10,000 to promote, pay for, and advance your first release.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible too. And good to see that you guys are coming through Central Queensland so soon, because not too long ago, we actually saw the official debut of Australia's next big hip-hop act.
This is embarrassing.
It's Central Queensland's very own E-Jizzle had her official hip-hop debut not too long ago.
Oh, okay, we're talking about your co-host.
Yes.
Yes, it's like my alter ego.
All right.
It's pretty embarrassing to say the least.
How did that go for you?
Yeah, it didn't go very well. I debuted in front of Far East Movement.
Sorry to hear that. Maybe if you apply for the Hilltop Hoods grant, we can get you a bit of traction.
See, there you go. Because what needs to be done in order to kickstart a hip-hop career with a name like E-Jizzle?
Probably a name change for a start.
I don't know if I like this. Far East Movement were quite into it. They said I had some skills. Maybe they're just being nice.
Well, you know, I can't say I haven't heard any of your product yet.
Yeah, it'd be probably best to keep it that way.
It's a work in progress, okay. Pressure. We'll get there soon. We need as much tips as possible.
MC Pressure, you've played at so many festivals. Which one was your favourite? Was it Big Day Out?
Favourite festival I've played at would have to be a toss-up between Splendour in the Grass and one we've played a couple of times in Switzerland called Frauenfeld Open Air. But, you know, there's so many good festivals, particularly in Australia, that you can't get past any of them, really.
I've got a friend who travelled to the end of the earth just to be at all of your gigs. Does that put a lot of pressure on you not to disappoint everybody during each show?
No, not really. I mean, I love hearing that sort of thing. That kind of makes it all worthwhile for us, you know what I mean? That people are feeling or relating to the music that much they want to travel to see it. That's awesome.
And we've got to say to you guys a big congratulations for your ARIA nominations once again not too long ago. 2012, you won it for the best urban album for Drinking from the Sun. This time around, Walking Under Pressure. You reckon you're going to take it out this time, or are you worried about the competition?
Oh, man, the urban category that we're in is huge these days, you know, like, there's a lot of good competition, so we're not expecting to take it out. If we do, awesome. If not, man, props to whoever does.
Do you find that a lot of people are still chasing your old favourites, the classics like Nosebleed Section? Are you a bit over it nowadays?
Yes and no. Like, to be honest, like, we've played that song so many times, it's like muscle memory doing it. And we've been doing it for 10 years. It came out in 2003. But at the same time, that's like, I got love for that song because that's the song that blew us up and is responsible for everyone around the country having discovered our music and come to our shows and you know, everything that's come from that. So we're not mad at playing it. And we always play those old classics as well because people want to hear it. So we try and do a blend of the new album. I think we're doing about 6-7 tracks off the new album, and then we're playing all the old classics and the old singles and stuff as well. So I think people throw things at us if we don't play Nosebleed Session.
Pressure, we're counting down the days until we get to see you boys hitting up Central Queensland, the Harvey Road Tavern, October 19. Make sure you get your tickets.
Yes, get your tickets from them or jump online to Ticket Tech as well. It's going to be a killer show. We're both excited to hopefully be in the Nosebleed Section. MC Pressure, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, guys. Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.